Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Minister for Agriculture, Stéphane Travert, has declared that there have been major malfunctions around procedures on the recall of baby milk contaminated with Salmonella bacteria. Supermarkets have now been embroiled in the case against the dairy manufacturer Lactalis. A high percentage of shops have admitted to continuing selling the baby milk despite the recall. A nationwide survey will tomorrow reveal the results of who is involved. Victims' associations are already preparing to launch official complaints against the supermarkets who failed to act. Discussions will begin today on reforms regarding the rights of those wanting to claim unemployment benefits. Negotiations will take place at the MEDEF headquarters between trade union representatives and business owners and directors to work through the promise Emmanuel Macron made during his campaign. The president wants to extend the eligibility for unemployment benefit for those who are self-employed and also for those who resign from their positions. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, is dealing with other pressing issues relating to asylum and immigration. He will meet with refugee advocacy groups at Matignon later today. Tensions are already running high over the issue. The National Front is continuing to look into the idea of changing the party name. They have sent out a questionnaire to their members to sound out the general feeling about rebranding the party. If the feedback is positive, members will vote on a new name at the party conference on March the 11th. Marine Le Pen has said, "We can't think in terms of nostalgia. A political party is a tool that must serve to win power." After the robbery at the Ritz in Paris last night, in which several million euros worth of jewellery was stolen from display cases, the police already have three of the five suspects in custody. The men brandished knives and axes during the robbery as terrified guests tried to hide. As police continued to look for the other offenders, the Interior Minister Gérard Collomb praised their efforts for the arrests already made. The anti-corruption NGO Sherpa is taking on the giant electronics firm Samsung over failing to meet ethical standards. Sherpa is taking legal action against the South Korean company following reports of children working in their factories. This problem is particularly prevalent in their mobile phone assembly plants in China. The draw for the Australian Open has given both Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer a relatively easy ride in the first week. France's Gaël Monfils may come up against Novak Djokovic in the second round, and Caroline Garcia, who is seeded number 8, has been drawn against the German Karina Witthoft. The competition starts on Monday. And finally, the immortal Jean d'Ormesson, who died a month ago, continues to reach the world with his words, as his last book is released today. Entitled Et moi, je vis toujours, the book revisits history, both in general terms and in that of d'Ormesson's own life. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.